Thanks for listening to today's episode of Journey Now. Join us for our virtual Sunday gatherings at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or through our website at journeytn.com/livestream.
Hey, Journey Church, this is Sam, and thanks for hanging out with me for a few minutes today. Okay, when I say the word evangelism, what comes to mind? For some of us, the word evangelism brings up memories that we'd rather just forget. What evangelism truly is and what it's become defined as has gotten mixed up and misconstrued by methods rather than what it actually means. It's what we're talking about at Journey when we say sharing the love story of Jesus. Now let me explain what I grew up understanding evangelism to be. So in my middle school and early high school years, almost every Friday and Saturday night, me and some youth group friends would load into a van or a car and we'd drive around to the mall or some other place where kids would be hanging out, and we'd pass out gospel tracts and go quote unquote witnessing. Now, if you're not familiar with what a gospel tract is, they're typically a little booklet with, again, quote unquote, a version of the gospel story. So maybe there were some good ones out there, I don't know, but the only tracks that I can remember were designed to literally scare the hell out of you. And the version of witnessing or evangelism that I was taught went something like this. Hi, what's your name? Well, my name's Sam, and I've got a question for you. If you died tonight, where would you spend eternity? Well, have you ever invited Jesus to be Lord and Savior of your life? Would you like to pray with me to receive Jesus so you don't have to spend eternity in hell? And this worked out about as well as you might expect. Usually people would tell us to kick rocks and leave them alone. Maybe once in a while someone would actually let us pray with them, like one out of every 100. But it was all about how many people were able to get saved that night. And looking back, I know our hearts were pure in wanting people to have a relationship with Jesus, but our method was pretty messed up. You see, what we were doing was ambushing people with a message that had no relationship behind it. In no way had we earned any place to speak into their lives. And I remember thinking at one point, man, this isn't working. Something just didn't feel right. And as it began to grow in my faith, I started to see that this approach was pretty counter to how Jesus went about things. See, Jesus was gentle in how he approached people who didn't know him. His was a love story for people, not a shame story or a story of fear. So I quit going out with the group on weekends, and I started to see that I actually have an opportunity every moment of every day to be a picture of the love that God has for people. And that the words of my life, the way I live and love those around me, speaks way louder than the words that come out of my mouth. What I learned that is my words have meaning when my life is aligned. In 2010, I started a church just outside of Chicago, Illinois, called The Anchor. And we decided from the very beginning that the best way, the Jesus way of loving our community, was serving our community. So we began looking for every opportunity we could find to just jump in and serve anywhere that there was a need. And it was through serving in our community that I met this guy named Gio. Now, Gio is one of my favorite people on planet Earth. He's the guy who will give you the shirt off of his back. He'll come pick you up at 3 a.m. But when I met Gio, he was coming out of a challenging church experience and was asking lots of questions. He had been burned in a relationship and was hesitant to trust again. And he didn't share this with me right away. But as our relationship grew, so did our trust. And it was about a year or so into our relationship that I learned the depths of the hurt he'd experienced. So one evening, Gio and I went out for a beer and he opened up big time. He had been terribly hurt in his former marriage and really didn't trust anyone. And he shared that over the past few months he'd been a part of our community. He was waiting for something to happen or someone to disappoint him. But that as he dove in and became part of the community, The Anchor, he experienced the love of Jesus like he'd never had before. Not that we didn't mess up, or that I didn't mess up, but that the actions, the love of our community showed him the heart of Jesus. For me now, when I say the word evangelism, this is what it means. That our lives speak the love story of Jesus as loud or louder than our lips. I'll see you guys soon.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytn.com/give to learn more.